May the Lord help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 1108. 1108. Breathe from the gentle south, O Lord, and cheer me from the north. Blow on the treasures of thy word, and call the spices forth. Hymn 1108.
Let us read together for our instruction from Psalm 119, and we will commence to read at verse 105. Psalm 119, and commencing to read at verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. And I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, and I that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw near that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies I have known of old that thou hast founded them for ever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. The princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee, because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. The Lord bless the reading of his holy word and help us to pray. We come, dear Lord, once more to worship thee, the true and the living God. And who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of thy people, delighting in mercy? O Lord, it is for that that we seek thee. For mercy, Lord, we crave. And without it, we know that there can be no acceptance. But it is thy mercy that thou didst send thine only begotten Son, that through him we may approach unto the mercy seat. We plead that one and precious name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We pray, Lord, that thou would help us again in hearing. Each hearer may be given an ear to hear what the Spirit saith, and may the word go forth in the Spirit and in power and in much assurance, so that it may have an effect and bring consolations and peace unto thy waiting people. For, Lord, we would wait for these things, but thou art sovereign in every gift that thou dost give. And therefore, Lord, we know that we have to wait on often until thou seest it to be the best moment to bestow upon us those rich mercies. Lord, we pray that we may be given patience. For when patience has had its perfect work, we read, then we shall be complete and entire, wanting nothing. We pray for that wondrous gift and blessing of contentment with godliness. Godliness with contentment is great gain. O Lord, make us ever contented with our lot. And though we may strive for what is good and what is best, yet, Lord, keep us from covetousness. We pray that thou wilt grant, Lord, thy blessing upon thy people here. Lord, thou knowest their every need. And whether there is sickness, they need thy healing. Where there is a distress, they need thy comfort. Where there is bereavement, then they need thy comfort. Where, Lord, there is that loss, then thou canst make up in the gift that thou dost give. And Lord, there are many things which we may prove that we have to lose to gain the best gifts, even that which thou dost give. We pray that thou would increase our faith and increase, Lord, our love. Oh, how often we feel the coldness and faintness, and I feel sense of being complacent or unconcerned. And who can stir up one's own spirit to spiritual things? But Lord, thy Holy Spirit can stir us up. And thou didst say to Israel of old that thou wouldst stir up their nest and hover over them. And so, Lord, may we prove that if our nest is affected, so to speak, then it must be according to thy purpose. And may be we prove for our eternal profit. Lord, we know that our days here on earth must be numbered, whether they be few or many. And therefore, Lord, may we consider our end and teach us to number our days according to that wisdom that thou dost give. May we find, Lord, that having received, if we have received, the sum or token of thy love and mercy, that we may then strive for those greater things which are according to thy good will to bestow upon thy people. So, Lord, we wait on thee, and we pray that thou would also grant thy goodness to go before each in the way that they take. Lord, one said, thou knowest the way that I take, and when thou hast tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Therefore, Lord, we commend our way unto thee. And so, Lord, may we approve that thou dost bring those things to pass which we desire according to thy mind. And now, Lord, we also pray that thou would look upon those in other parts of the earth that suffer for thy name's sake, those that are persecuted, those, Lord, that are suffering from the effects of warfare, those, Lord, who may have suffered much loss in the course of those onslaughts of their enemy. We would also pray, Lord, that there would be with any that are bereft through those events that might take place. Lord, we find abroad the earth there are those earthquakes and eruptions and such things that make many homeless if they do not suffer actual loss of loved ones. But Lord, we commend them all to thee. We would also remember, O Lord, thy people, which may feel that they are alone because of their situation. Lord, make a way whereby they may be joined and gathered with thy people, particularly on thy day. Lord, there may be difficulties sometimes, even in the home life, that may prevent, but thou, Lord, canst yet appear and make a way. Lord, it is our mercy that nothing is too hard for thee. Now, Lord, we pray that thou wilt be merciful to us as a land. Lord, there are many things that cause us concern. There are those things which are done contrary to thy word. There are those things, Lord, which are promoted, which we believe are wrong. But Lord, we pray that thou wilt appear and stand by those who seek to make a stand for the truth. And do, Lord, help thy servants to be faithful in their ministry. And those, Lord, that may also be in higher places, those in our parliament who do profess thy name, and we pray that they may be able to make their voice heard and to stand for the thing which is right. We would, Lord, desire to commend unto thee the Christian Institute in its endeavours to put its case to the Parliament and her members. Lord, we pray that the influence may prove to be for the good of our nation and the good of thy people. We would pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant thy blessing upon the distribution of thy word and the Trinitarian Bible Society that promotes this. We would desire to thank thee for their witness, and do, Lord, grant thy blessing therefore upon the work. And that there may be others, Lord, who seek to do good and help in the varying spheres of life. And so may it be that thou dost raise up such who will have an influence for good in this dark and solemn day. And now, hear us in heaven, thy holy place. And when thou hearest, Lord, forgive. So pardon us of our every sin, and make up in giving where we fail in asking. We ask these things for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1088. Shepherd divine, our wants relieve in this our evil day. To all thy tempted followers give the power to trust and pray. Hymn 1088.
Thank you.
as the Lord may be pleased to help me, I'll direct your attention to Psalm 119 and read in verse 133. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Psalm 119 and verse 133. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. We have the evidence here of a tender conscience before God, a desire that the steps and the way of the writer might be ordered. And it is not in our nature to desire that our ordering of our steps should be by another. We know naturally we often want to do our own thing, walk in our own way. From a child, we may find this rebellion when our parents tell us to do this or to go there or whatever it may be. What a difference it makes when something takes place and causes the child to be willing to obey its parents. If the child should let go of the hand, and I speak of course of a young child, and runs off and thinks it can enjoy its freedom, and then find that when it looks for the parent, it cannot find them. When the child is found and united to the parent, there's been a humbling of spirit. I will not let that happen again, may be said to the parent. And now we turn that spiritually. Sometimes the Lord permits us to go in a way which is not right or good. And we then prove the folly of our own mind, and that we do not know how to order our way. We may think we do, but we have to prove that we need greater wisdom, and that wisdom which is from above, which will work the peace, the consolation, the assurance that we require. Often our troubles come through our own foolishness. I do not mean to say that the Lord does not sometimes bring upon us certain troubles and trials. It is to test us. And the testing times, if we can realize they are of God, will again bring us to look unto him for the strength and the grace that we might bear the affliction, the trouble, or whatever it may be. And so we find that in these things there is much teaching. And it brings us then to pray this word, this prayer: order my steps in thy word. Our steps ordered by our own selfish will soon prove to be for our sorrow. But the steps that are ordered by the Lord, as we are also instructed in Psalm 37, will be for our establishing and also it will be that we can see that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And when we see that, it is a good lesson we've learned. Then when we look back, perhaps over but yesterday, and it seems as though things all went wrong. Did they go wrong? The only wrong that you will find is if you were left to yourself. But if it was the Lord that caused those things to come, Job said, he caused it, or rather Elihu, I think it was, that said to Job, he causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. And this we have to find is the best, because nothing does he do which we cannot bear. He will not lay upon us more than we are able to bear, but with every temptation or trial and trouble will make a way to escape. And if he is to prove us, then we will be the better for it. As the hymn puts it, gold in the furnace tried loses naught by dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. Order my steps. We need to be led in the right direction. And we find that sometimes what is appointed may seem strange to us, but it's not to God. The Lord commanded Abraham to leave Ur of the Chaldees, and then subsequently to leave Haran after his father had died. He was to take his nephew Lot together with his wife and the servants that he had, and to go forth not knowing whither he went. Seems a strange path, but if the Lord orders our steps, it won't be strange. But there may perhaps be things that arise and we may question and say, is this the way that God has appointed for me? When the trials and troubles come, we may, with the hymn writer, ask the question, and must it, Lord, be so? And must thy children bear such various kinds of woe, such soul perplexing fear? Are these the blessings we expect? Is this the lot of God's elect? Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. If the full stop was there, you might say, what shall I do? There seems to be no prospect. But now, how does it continue? Nevertheless. It brings forth the peaceable fruits of righteousness. And you see, when righteousness is worked in our heart, then we shall possess something that is pure. There is much in our heart which is impure. All those many thoughts, carnal thoughts, worldly thoughts, immoral thoughts, selfish thoughts. Yes, we can go on, can't we, with a long, long list. But we prove that if we are left to ourselves, we shall soon suffer for it. But order my steps. This was in the knowledge, said in the knowledge of what we've already quoted. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And Abraham, in going forth, if I can just return to him for the moment, it was to bring him to the land of promise. You may say, but when he came, there was a famine. Could he settle there? Well, he did not settle. He went on down into Egypt. And we will not make any comment upon that. I'll leave you to consider what may be the difficulties of going down into Egypt. But he had to return, and the Lord then gave him his possession. But we may consider others that went forth in the way that God would have them to go. And the children of Israel, when they were brought out of Egypt, they went the way that the Lord would have them to go. And though it may seem that there was every obstacle in the way, yet those obstacles were removed. A sea that was between them and the wilderness into which they were to go. And the army of Pharaoh coming towards them, what could they do? The Lord makes a way, doesn't he? The Lord makes a way. And in that way, our steps are ordered. And when you think of going forth in that way, we see that the seas were divided. They needed to not look to their feet because the Lord caused his cloud to go behind so that they would have light and that there would be darkness to the Egyptians. It would have been easy for the Israelites to suddenly, in a panic, so to speak, flee hither and thither. But the Lord kept them under the guidance of Moses together. And that was the blessing. We often find there are divisions in churches, we grieve over it. But where there are divisions, you know, you'll often find if the division is not for a good reason, such as error creeping in, and you have to separate yourselves from the error of those that hold it. But if the division is but personal or something of that nature, remember, it brings a weakening of the body of Christ. But order my steps. You need to be in step, so to speak, as the horses that draw the carriage. They need to be in step. else it will be an uncomfortable ride. And the soldiers need to be in step when they march. And so it is with the child of God. He needs to be in step with those that believe. To be in step with those that are commanded and commended to walk in love. And if we find that a way that enmity rises in our heart, we shall soon be out of step, and that will be very grievous. Well, order my steps in thy word. And there we find the keeping power. It is that our steps are ordered in thy word. And if we are close to the word, and I might perhaps put it this way, not just to the written word, but close to the incarnate word, to hear or credit what my Saviour says, and so to follow him. You know, if we find we're in that ordering, then we shall be safe. And our errors will be kept away. We will know that God then reigns. And he does reign if he's ordering our steps in our lives. But if we have broken rank, we will soon find that we may fall into the miry places, and there we begin to sink in the foolishness of our own reason. A man, he sinks because he falls into his own reason. And those that fear not God will soon prove where they will sink. For the unbeliever will sink into that lost eternity of ruin and of condemnation and judgment. But the steps of a man that are ordered aright will find that his course is upward. Hard work, indeed, hill difficulties are not easy, but nonetheless, they may bring us to the place where there is instruction. The interpreter's house, as Bunyan depicts it, there are some lessons that Christian and faithful needed to learn. But there were those that sought an easy way rather than going up the hill of difficulty. They thought that they could obtain their ends in other ways, but it was their ruin. So it is with the worldling that will not believe in the righteousness of truth as we have it given us by God himself. Order my steps in thy word. Therefore, the psalmist acknowledges that the only sure way is to look to the author and finisher of the way. And the author and finisher of that faith that enables us to walk in that way. Then we shall prove the benefit and the blessings that come through his mercy. It may be a way where there are many dangers, the way through an unknown wilderness will be fraught with dangers, no doubt. A way that may cause us to go over many rocks, there will be dangers. The way that may take us along a precipice, which drops away from us very sharply. And yet, that is the path which is marked out. I remember walking with my parents when but a youngster along a path that was called Precipice Walk. It was a narrow path, but time to time there was a red mark or paint that had been painted upon the rocks, which made you know that you were in the right and safe way. And my dear father, whom perhaps a number of you may remember, those words came to him, unless we should mistake the way, he lined it out with blood. That was the right way. Our steps were guided and we were kept in that way by those evidences. What an evidence we have. One that has walked the path and gone before. It is in that path that you want your steps to be ordered. And then you will know that you will be brought safely to the place that God has appointed for you. Order my steps in thy word. For the word is our guide. The word is as our map, so to speak. It sets forth very plainly what we should or how we should be found in the way. And there are those things in the way which are forbidden to be touched. And if we do, we shall soon find that we are being foolish. Again, that instructive book of Bunyan that sets forth in the second part, Christiana, who set forth with her children in the way. They came through, I think I'm right in saying, the wicket gate. The gate which was to bring them into the way. And there was some seeming fruit that came over the wall. And the children thought that they could eat of it. Of course, the root of it was the other side of the wall. And when they had taken it, they soon found that it caused them severe pains in the stomach. Well, there are things perhaps you may say, it looks good, it looks all right, there's nothing wrong in it. Order my steps according to thy word, in thy word. Oh, therefore, let us examine it. Is it to be found in the book of a good food, so to speak? Spiritual food? Well, there are variant books which have much good in them. We think perhaps of the many sermons that have been put down and written, and those are very edifying, and we're thankful for them. And if the preacher was given gracious help in delivering and discernment in delivering the truth, then perhaps nothing better. Next to the actual Word of God, the Bible, we may look perhaps to good men's sermons or even good men's works. But ever beware of that which in fact is rooted in man's wisdom or rooted in his own works. It is very clear that we walk by faith and not by sight. It is very clear that we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, but partake of fruits that would say, well, you've got to do this and you've got to be that. A little of yourself, of course, that will help you along. The path of the child of God is dependence. Dependence upon Him. Order my steps in Thy word. And if therefore we are like the spouse set before us in the Song of Solomon, who is this that cometh up from the wilderness? Well, let us look at her. Who is it? It's the church, the people of God. And how do they come up? In their own strength, with their own props, according to their own mind, leaning upon their beloved. That's a safe way, isn't it? There is safety in the Lord. Therefore, order my steps to in Thy word, that it may be according to the steps of the Master. He knows the way. Another illustration just comes to mind. I think it is the sands that stretch between Blackpool and I cannot think of the name of the place. It doesn't really matter. But those sands, when the tide is right out, can be crossed. But if you wish to go across those sands, you need to have a guide, because you may find that you fall into the quicksands, as they are called, and they will drag you down and even hold your feet, that you cannot then get it out without some help, maybe. But if you can take the course that has been there proved by the leaders or the leader that may guide you, then you are safe. How much more it is when we are as followers of Christ and have His Spirit. That's another thing, isn't it? To have the Spirit of knowledge and wisdom. He has it. Your spirit of knowledge and wisdom is to be found in him, in his word. So order my steps to thy, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. How the psalmist was very conscious of the fact that he could so easily slip. How the psalmist was very concerned about being kept in his walk. How he was I cannot think of the word. Never mind. But he was very weary of the path and of the steps that he would take, to take them in the right way or to follow in the right path. We might perhaps just speak a little of the path in which our Lord walked. First of all, he walked in that way of holiness. That way of holiness is the path which will cause us to seek that the holiness which he himself does possess may be as a light to us. That light to our path, as we read in the opening verse of our reading, thy word is a lamp unto my path and a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Order my steps in that path of holiness. Light is pure. Darkness has all the elements of misleading. But to be preserved in the light, to have light. And what light? His light. And he can guide and lead you even through the dark places with that light, which he himself does display before us. A light. Order my footsteps into that light. Yes, the light of holiness. And our Lord and Saviour, he gave us an example. And there we find that he set forth the thing that was right. Let us just pursue this a little further with regard to our Lord's example. Order my footsteps. Every step that may be taken, let it be a prayerful step. We know that he prayed, and he prayed and gave his disciples the prayer to pray, which was this: and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So we find that here there is the ordering of those steps as the Lord leads us and leads us in those ways which are ways of truth. And this is another thing, to be led in the way of the truth. The truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Order my steps in thy way, in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Another thought comes to mind, and that is this, that sometimes when we take a walk, we need to make sure that where we put our feet is sound ground. We've alluded to it already, but I think of perhaps walking over the steep slopes with many stones, and stones can sometimes give way. You want to have a sure footing, and now in that your eyes need to be upward to the Lord, and yet also to see where your foot is put. Is it sure ground that you are treading, or is it uncertain ground? Well, if there's any uncertainty, then your prayer must be, order my steps in thy word. The word is sure ground, but anything else is uncertain. So to find that those steps are ordered by God in your case, and he watches over every step that you take, then you may have confidence in your God, who is ever faithful. He will not let you down, but he will hold you up. I almost took these words to bring before you, and that was this: hold me, uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. If we find, therefore, we tread unsure ground, it's the sure way for shame and slipping. And you may find that then you are faced by the enemy. Again, Bunyan's Progress set before us, Christian, who came down from that which he had learned many things, the other side of the hill difficulty, and there he found he met, there as he went down in seeming confidence, he slipped, and Apollyon met him and threw him to the ground. He lost his sword. It wasn't until he regained the strength to take hold again of the sword, the word of God, and said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I am down I shall arise, and when I sit in darkness the Lord shall be a light unto me. Then he walked the valley of humiliation. And what a sweet road that was. Well, order my steps. But let me just read on. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. those statutes of the Lord, those words of truth and goodness, those commandments which must be dear to the soul of the child of God. They are dear and he desires to keep them. He may find that the old nature sometimes gets in the way. And therefore, those are the slips. And then he finds that he suffers for it. But the keeping of the commandment is something that the psalmist in this psalm desired greatly, that he might keep those things and keep thy precepts. So it is that should be the sanctifying effect of the word of God in our hearts, that we would keep those commandments. The psalmist says in this psalm that I will run in the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Order my steps in thy word. There is then such an enlargement in your own heart and soul that you desire no other way than to walk according to his word. Hold thou me up. There is safety, isn't it? A little account. I've often found it very sweet. In the way of the ministry, there was a young lad. Many years ago, this is. And the grandfather was the minister. And he was there in his vestry. And he heard a commotion going on in the chapel. And it was the parent or parents remonstrating with the child because he wanted to go up into the pulpit. And it was thought that it was not a place where a child may go and, as it were, play. At least that's what they feared. But when the wise grandfather came out to inquire what was going on, and he was told, he spoke to the young lad. He said, if you go up those pulpit steps, what will you say? And this was what he quoted. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. The wise grandfather said, you go up, boy. You go up. Of course, as soon as he had gone up into the pulpit, he came down. But the outcome was that it was only, I think, weeks or a short time. The grandfather was laying the earthly remains of the young lad in the grave. He'd ended his course. And it was by the upholding hand of his God. Well, if we go forth, not just up into the pulpit, but in any place, with these words upon our heart and upon our lips, we shall be safe. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. And I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Order my steps. Oh, what need there is, therefore, to pray these things, so that we may not then be left to bring dishonour upon the cause of Christ or upon the name of Christ. Remember, you need to take the greatest care when you are walking with or in the world. When I say with, I do not mean you walk along with them in their ways, but you have to do with them, don't you? In business and in many other aspects. But, oh, to keep this clear in your mind, that the Lord would order your steps in his word. And if we find that that is so, we may receive persecution, the sneering of the of those that think that your beliefs are old-fashioned or something of the kind. Do you believe what that says, that book? Well, indeed I do. And what is more, that if all ordered their lives according to it, the world would be a better place. And they may laugh at you. But let this still be before us as that lamp, as that light. Order my steps in thy word. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. The power of evil is very strong. We have an enemy that is far stronger than us. And not only may it be seen in the strength of arm, so to speak, that would bring us to the ground, but the subtlety of undermining our strength so that we then fall by it. This is where we need the keeping in the word, because of the iniquity that abounds, not just about us, but you know, if you've been taught by the Holy Spirit, and he's taught you the very nature of your old self, that there's iniquity within. And that is what Satan plays on, so to speak. The iniquity that is found in your own heart. And unless the Lord in mercy subdues it, we will be overcome by it. But now, here may be the prayer that ascends up from the new man of grace, knowing that it has such an adversary, the old nature, the devil, the world, all militating against your quickened soul. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Well, may it be our continual cry, our prayer, and we prove then that we are kept by the power of God through faith. And that not of ourselves. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach on Friday evening and Mr. Michael Ridout next Lord's Day. Who also hopes to address the Sunday school. And our friends at Oakington hold their New Year services on Wednesday, when Mr. Mark Seymour is expected to preach at 3:30 and 6:30. Let us close with hymn 956. 956. Christ has blessings to impart, grace to save thee from thy fears. Oh, the love that fills his heart, sinner, wipe away thy tears. Hymn 956.
Thank you.
And now, dear Lord, watch over us as we go our separate ways, to grant thy blessing upon thy word, that which we have also sung. Lord, may it be perhaps the burden, the exercise of those who wish to walk in those steps which thou hast ordered. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Now do pardon us of our many shortcomings, our many sins. We ask it for Christ's sake. Now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us evermore. Amen.